This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bum, bum.
Welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of heat here for you. Brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Your final score last night, Miami Heat, 106-95 win over the Brooklyn Nets.
Was a little close for comfort.
Not really. I thought that the fourth quarter was pretty good in hand. I was a little annoyed about them taking the lead in the fourth, but I never felt like it. It never had that feeling like, oh, this is slipping away. You know, it was one of those weird.
They chucked up a lot of threes.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're just chucking up a lot of threes, and yeah, they had some weird rebounds, so it got annoying. But I very much enjoyed the game because, you know, it's a crazy thing, Leroy. I like seeing the most exciting player on the team play a lot of minutes. I know it's a crazy concept, but I enjoy that. And I like watching him be taller than everybody else because you know what? You want to know what's fun? Dunks are fun. And I like big alley-oops and giant blocks.
But
that's fun.
Oh, intangible speaking.
Dude.
On our side, we call that Tuesday.
Oh, get out of here, dude. Listen, intangibles, not intangibles. 7'1" flying through the air is fun. Don't act like it's not. So what was strange to you? You liked Kasper Sjakačonis's sweet handles?
One shot and sweet handles? I just think for some reason I'm drawn to him because of his length. He just looks a little lengthier at the point guard position.
Yeah, he's got some good size to him.
And he's scrappy. So I think he's gonna end up being more along the lines of like Jaime, right? Like he's gonna be able to maneuver in the paint. He's got a better shot than Jaime, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's been known to turn the ball over, so maybe he can fix that.
Those G League games, he got a little willy-nilly with the basketball, that's for sure. But like, look, I think the thing that's tough for him is on this team, there's actually an argument because like Davion Mitchell and Drew Smith are just tremendous for this team and the defense that they bring. And I think that they're just a little far ahead on running the offense. So I think
can we get Drew Smith to work on his shooting? He's so laissez-faire about shooting the ball, right?
He's got a weird.
He needs to train with Frog Boy.
That little side thing that he does.
Yeah, like he just turns to the side and. But it's second of all, why is he ever that wide open that he can go ahead on and take his little time and do it how he want to do it?
I don't know. I don't think they don't think it's a threat. But the thing that I like about him is he'll just do this thing where like guys just handle it and he just does the phoom, and he just pokes the ball out and the guy goes and scrambles and he's already stolen the ball. Like he's he really, that was a great injection of energy yesterday.
The Heat have kind of a dilemma in that if they want to put stoppers in the game, they can put guys in there that can stop them on the defensive side of defensive end, but they might not score. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could always see it. it'll be interesting to see when Tyler gets back how this is all going to play out, because I still have – you know,
they're fair questions. I mean, like, they're fair questions. Here's the thing that has to happen, because I am tired of this argument with the how the Bam and where lineup works together. You're 7-3 starting it. What else needs to be said? I thought,
The most important thing is winning, right?
Right. Like, what are we doing?
That's why I have literally just in all sports have grown tired of analytics, because as a coach, you got to know your squad. You got to look at the game being played, and analytics be damned. You are the coach. You are the person that's best in the situation to be able to read all these things and win that game. It might be different tomorrow, right? Analytics may play more of a role tomorrow, but for today, you know, it's like when we watched Ohio State and Indiana. The score is 10-13. Why are you going for it on fourth down when scoring has been a premium? You kick the field goal and tie the game. Like, that's analytics says go for it. But we watching a 10-13 game, and as a feel, getting a feel for the game, you're like, these points ain't going to just come back. We ain't going to get another opportunity. So, yeah, you gotta. It's a fine line between looking at a book and letting a book decide your future versus you being supposedly the expert in that situation and determine it. It comes with Kalel and Bam. Yeah, maybe your defensive rating ain't right, or maybe this isn't right. But you're watching these games and you go, we look better.
Yep.
So what part of that plays a role in it versus looking at a whole bunch of numbers with a whole bunch of coaches whispering in your ear about analytics?
100%. And you know, I think it makes life easier on Bam as well. So I don't know what we're doing. Seems like it should be right there. By the way, Heat up for the holidays. Buy two tickets for the price of one. Got an offer starting at just $55. For more details, visit heat.com/holiday offers. If you need a stocking stuffer, get into the holidays. We're in the midst of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there. Eric Spoelstra last night. This is what he had to say on Kalel Ware and his poise.
Whether it was an attention to detail, a competitive spirit tonight. And sometimes, you know, with that group, that's what it has to be. If we play bigger, sometimes it's just getting your head under the rim. And being in position, you know, to have those putbacks and lobs. Wiggs got him up for a lob in the first half. He's gotten a lot better open spaces, making those extra efforts, you know, on the glass. And then being more detailed and with his effort, you know, in pick and roll basketball, which obviously is a big thing in this league. But everybody was encouraged by the game that he had tonight.
Man, fix your connection, Brooklyn.
I mean, if we're like, and him saying we're encouraged, and the next game he may play 10 minutes. Encouraged by what? Because you know what's funny about all of this? And Spo was one of the best in the league, so I'm not, let's just say that. But the next game, when Kalel plays 10 or 15 minutes, he'll come out and say, you know, well, the game played out that way.
Or it's not an indictment.
Right. It's not an indictment. And so I'm like, why do you pick and choose when to do this?
Feels like an indictment.
You know what I mean? Because then when Kalel doesn't play and he plays 15 minutes, but he has a good 15 minutes, he goes, well, that situation, the analytics showed. And he just like, we use analytics to make our point. We don't use analytics to either go by him or we don't use that. And a lot of coaches do that. They go to a stupid book over coaching your damn team.
Like the guy.
Coach him up.
Dodge Toboggan just says in the chat, remember that Russian dude who owned the Nets? Good times.
Barkov? I mean,
Prokhorov.
Prokhorov. Yeah.
He was like, I will pay however much I want.
And then he was gone.
And then he's like,
hey, give Spo a minus one for fraudulence.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
But it's just
minus one.
It just seems like, you know, you said, hey, the Heat are 7-3. You know, with Kalel and Bam starting. So that means if they played 100 games, my analytics say they'd be 70-30.
I just think that, you know, whenever Tyler does get back, first of all, he's getting a lot of foot injuries all of a sudden. Well, not all of a sudden. He's had the foot injuries. Now he's got the toe thing. You got to decide between Wiggins and Tyler. Like, someone's got to come off the bench. You got to keep starting those guys. I'm sorry. You got to pick one.
If you had to pick, you would pick Tyler starting. If I had to pick, I'd pick Wiggins.
I think you would put Tyler.
I think I'm at the point where he's got to come off the bench now. And I think that now the Heat, it's enough with, you know, like, hey, you're doing right by him. Like, first of all, let's get the foot right. You know, like, if he's not being able to hold up, then they should limit his minutes. Victor Wembanyama's coming off the bench right now. You know, like, they should, and if he gets to a point where he's cooking and he looks right, then okay, we can switch it up. We can talk about it as the season goes on. But I just think that this is the best look for the Heat to start games. It is. And, yeah. You know, we'll see it again tonight because I don't think Tyler's playing against Boston. But, you know, this is another one where, like, Boston, you should rock out there and see what Kalel's got. I keep doing this. This is what Kalel had to say after his performance yesterday with 22, 12, and 4 blocks.
I mean, I'm going to say that's satisfying to see my teammate go out like that. But, you know, I feel like it wasn't really that much of a big step up. You know, he had an absence, you know, in the season already. So I feel like, you know, I had to step up that way. So I just kind of just treated it the same way.
That was him on going in for Bam, who had 5 fouls yesterday because he hates Nick Claxton like poison.
Everybody has that guy.
He hates him.
You know who my guy is. Everybody have that guy, Vlad. Everybody.
I like Nick Claxton as
a
player.
Who's your guy?
Oh, the spitter.
Oh, Romo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You know, LeBron's Dylan Brooks.
It's just because, like, Claxton's just, he does those things. Like, he's very lanky, and he does those, like, grabs under the arms. But you'll watch him, and you can just tell Bam is like, I really dislike going against you. You're really annoying. Not that he has, like, it's not that he's never had good games against him. It's not that he's, like, the most dominant, because I was talking about this yesterday on Twitter, and just be like, well, what about, like, Wendell Carter? What about, I'm not saying there's not better guys against Bam. I'm saying this guy gets under his skin. He irritates him. Speaking of irritants, did you see Dylan Brooks yesterday punch Steph Curry right in the stomach?
Yes.
What?
He punched him right in the... He was closing out for a three. He whiffed, and then he winds back up and goes, whoop-a! Right in Steph Curry's tummy. And Steph Curry's like laying on the ground. This guy's a maniac.
What did he get? Nothing?
I don't even know. What did he get? Did he get kicked out, Vlad?
He got a flagrant one. But
he's new Draymond.
He's just remained Dylan Brooks. He's just Dylan Brooks. They was 96-91. They missed a three, but because he caused that flagrant foul, Curry hit 2 free throws, and then Jimmy hits the game tying 3-pointer.
And so this is 2 games out of 3 that he's done this?
This is a second game in a row in the waning seconds. He's done something in the final seconds. He's done something stupid against the faces of the league to draw a flagrant foul and help the teams, then help that the other team, the visiting team, win the game because of those free throws.
He's a good player. Like, why doesn't somebody tell him?
He did that to LeBron. He did that with LeBron on, I believe, Monday night.
Yes, I remember that. And then him and LeBron were going crazy at each other. I mean, we've known he hates LeBron. I don't know who hates Steph Curry. That's crazy. I think he's just a dirty player. But it's just but like you're gonna go that the sweet angel of the league, Steph Curry, punching him in the stomach. It's like punching a puppy.
And it made no sense. Right. Like it made Leroy. No, it is. Leroy. Like,
and even if you hate Steph, you would say, you know what? He's so sweet.
Leroy, if you like, see no, but Leroy, if you like see Steph. It, if you see it, made no sense. Like he went for a closeout, right? Yeah. And he's landing. So Steph already shot the ball. He missed. And then he just, while he's landing, he decides, oh, there's that sweet puppy. Poof. And then that, you know.
He's just a maniac. He can't, and like they're a decent team this year, the Suns. He's like, you know, he's bringing that intensity, but like I think Devin Booker's gonna be like, hey man, they did win. Warriors.
It's getting nasty over there.
Got a good Jimmy game, but Steph, Steph Curry couldn't keep it in a gazillion three.
You think Steph getting tired of Jimmy?
No, I think they're both getting tired of Draymond, to be honest with you.
Really?
That's what the vibes look like.
Steph said he misses Klay.
He sees all the TikToks with him and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. Mm. Aisha probably wants to hang out with Meg. That's why.
She seems like a good time on Love Island. We'll take a break.
Jimmy made a three. He don't even shoot threes.
Nick Saban lays down some accusations at Texas A&M as we are on the eve of Canes and Aggies. As the CFP gets going, we'll take a break. More to come back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.